This is a news update.
It's Neighbourhood Watch.
All right, and Neighbourhood Watch is back. Radio Adelaide's Zoe Kunandas joins us to discuss the Australian pre-election news. This week, Scott Morrison was under some level of scrutiny, with many being unsure on his personal beliefs around gay people. Zoe tells us a little bit more about that.
Scott Morrison has come under scrutiny for his opinion of gay people, specifically on whether they're going to hell or not. So I guess the question is, what is his opinion?
Yeah, that's a great question because it's kind of unclear. He gave a bit of a flip-flop answer when he was initially asked by reporters if he believed if gay people would be going to hell or not. So his response, quote by quote, I support the law of the country and I always don't mix my religion with politics and my faith with politics. And that's the answer that he gave reporters. It was a really not entirely satisfying response from the Prime Minister of the country. A few fun facts about our dear Scott Morrison. He voted no in the recent postal survey for marriage equality in Australia, despite his party actually voting 55% in favour of marriage equality. Another fun fact about Scott Morrison is that over Easter he actually invited the media into his church to take photos of him during his church ceremony. So I'm not entirely convinced that this is a man who isn't planning to mix his religion with politics. And after that, of course, there was a lot of backlash. The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, it was almost like a win for him. He's just getting heaps of free kicks at the moment, especially leading up to the election, by the way, which I should mention. I keep forgetting, but I'm voting in on Saturday, so in tomorrow, really, for you guys. So the election's coming up, and this has happened a week out of the election, so it's all really strange and weird that this sort of statement would come out at this time. The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, when he was asked if he think gay people should go to hell, he just said, no, I don't think that at all, and criticised Scott Morrison. And then Scott Morrison had to clarify that he doesn't believe gay people will go to hell. So after a couple of days, he did do a reissue, like a statement that clarified that he believes gay people do not go to hell solely as a product of being gay. Mm-hmm. So this is all very interesting in the lead up to the election.
Very. I think what's interesting in terms of him voting against marriage equality is I saw a tweet of him that came out where he said it was a good thing that that came about, that marriage equality happened in Australia.
Yeah, he probably would have tweeted that. It's interesting. He's an interesting man. He voted no. The plebiscite in the first place, as I'm sure most people are aware, was a really traumatic, really dumb, unnecessary, expensive way to get to what we already knew Australia wanted, which was equality in marriage. He's a man, he's maybe like a Gemini because he just has like so many personalities, this dude.
You're talking to a Gemini, you know.
sorry, Laura. You're a good one.
Oh, thanks.
he just seems to have a lot of different faces when he needs to.
I guess I'll shift on to the news around Bill Shorten. Now, the media's in hot water here because they dragged his mum into some pre-election media coverage. So what happened there?
Yeah, so this is a really kind of a sad story. Bill Shorten gave an emotional speech paying tribute to his late mother. So surprise, surprise, the Daily Mail reported that he was using his mother's experience in the workforce to sort of enhance his interest in politics. Maybe they kind of tried to frame it that he was sort of just doing a sad story in the lead up to the election. When really Bill Shorten, the opposition leader, so he's the Labor leader, he was just really giving testament to his mother about how she wanted to be a lawyer, and he said that she couldn't do that. She had to raise her family instead because they lacked the money, and she had to care for her younger siblings, and just sort of illustrating how many mothers, so like the mothers, my mom, and like mothers of this current generation, all had so many sacrifices when it came to being educated or maybe even doing what they really wanted to do.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.